Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Isn't he a good God?
Yes.
He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's all those things. I just love saying how good he is. He's a good God. And we just believe God for what we're expecting of him. We know him to be a God that takes care of his children. Praise God. And so we give God honor on this morning, on this July the 10th of 2022. We're thankful for our 6th year in existence. We thank God. Well, we thank God for what he is doing in the midst of us. We believe that God is moving and there's some great things ahead in this ministry. Yes, we're still young, but we're still vibrant and we still have a remnant in place that's ready to do the work that God has called us to do. We're not going to prolong the time on this morning. I thank God that how all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We're going to get our Bibles and we're going to turn to Acts chapter 3. We're going to read verses 1 through 8, and then we're going to drop down just a little bit and read 12 through 16. I think that's enough to establish a text on this morning as we get into what God is saying to us in this hour. I believe that is very fitting to the request that has been made on this morning concerning my little baby nephew here, my little great nephew.
Amen.
And we believe God for his healing.
Yes, sir.
Because what we're going to talk about, and we know that he doesn't know that now. That's just like you taking a little baby to be baptized. Well, a little baby doesn't understand the formality of it and the covering of it from the parents when a little baby gets baptized. But to get baptized, you must have a clear understanding of what is happening. A baby don't have no knowledge of that because he's still a baby. He doesn't know about faith, but we do. And we know that even in the text on this morning, there was a man that was born lame in his mother's womb. He didn't understand. I'm already preaching in case you know, we haven't even read the text, but I'm just talking on this morning that he was born lame from his mother's womb. And if we are to be honest with ourselves, then we were born in that same condition. You needed somebody to feed you. You needed somebody to hold you. You needed somebody to give you direction. And so if you really look at it from a spiritual perspective, you will understand that you were born in that same condition. We know that there are some things or some conditions in this world that that comes to cripple us, that comes to blind us, to come to distort our vision and our listening and our hearing of what God is saying to us in this season, specifically now. That there are some people that has been going to church a long, long time, but that they still need assistance. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. They still need somebody to give them a spiritual cane and a spiritual walker and some spiritual glasses that they may see. But God, in his infinite wisdom, he wanted us to understand the things that are accessible to us. That here it is, this man that was born lame in his mother's womb, didn't realize the finished work of Jesus Christ. He had some disciples that was walking, that was going to go pray because it was customary for them to go in the synagogue at the 9th hour. That was customary for them, and that was the reason why they was approaching the synagogue as they was going through the Gate of Beautiful. You ought to read about the Gate of Beautiful, and he knew that just to look at it, the sight of it, how it was the 75-foot gates and how it was put together. Read about it. Look it up and look at the description of the Gate of Beautiful. It was literally beautiful. And he knew there was going to be a lot of traffic coming there, and he knew that people came through there to give alms. And so he had some co-workers of his that always brought him there, because y'all have to understand, he was literally lame.
Yes, sir.
Somebody had to drop him off there.
Yes, sir.
And I just can imagine, just using my logic, that by them picking him up every day, you know how we give folk rides and stuff. You might not say you don't want none, but really and truly, after a while, by and by, that, you know, the gas prices now, that you would expect a little bit of gas money. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing on that, because y'all ain't get, okay. But anyway, because you keep picking them up, and they ain't gave you nothing for you to come across town to come pick them up, to take them across town. Ain't nothing wrong with asking for some gas money. And we need to get away from that oh, they got it. I don't have to give them that. I'm going to keep mine and let them continue. You shouldn't have to ask. I'm just saying. We're just talking about karma. It's one thing not to have it, but it's one thing to have it and keep it in your pocket and to try to suck up somebody else's resources, whether they got it or not. You all, y'all ain't gonna, I'm just here. I dropped off a little bit. I'm here for somebody. You all offer somebody something just to come pick you up. You know, we ain't talking about it in the church, you know, because when the church come pick you up, we ain't charge you nothing to come pick you up, because we do got a van.
Yeah, right.
We do got a van that we gonna, I'm gonna take it and get it registered and all that kind of stuff like that. We're not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about come and pick you up, take you to the grocery store, come pick you up, go and take you to the shopping, come pick you up, come take you, go get your wig fixed. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about come and pick you up for church. That ain't what I'm, don't get offended by that. Now, I'm not talking about, Pastor, what's talking about, I should be, that ain't what I'm talking about. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, then we'll drop down to 12 through 6. I done preached just a little bit. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Ain't this awesome how we can get certain terms that we can get? And, of course, we have a deed hour of prayer. I'm just hoping that y'all praying at home, you know, because you have the ability to be able to pray to God for yourself, you know. But if we do happen to have our prayer, we got it from the Bible. It's called our prayer. And being the ninth hour, they went at a certain time for the hour of prayer. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. See, that's how we know that he got some help. Whom they laid, it was a couple of them, right? I just can't imagine one person carrying a man that's lame. That's a lot of weight to be carrying somebody. It said whom they. So that means more than one. They the one that carried, laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. You got to understand that Peter and John were equipped, or can I use the term trained, to be able to do what they're about to do with this lame man. They had went through discipleship training. And they were prepared, and they was already released to be able to do what they was going to do. You got to remember that Peter thought that he was ready, but he actually wasn't ready at the time that he thought he was ready. And sometimes we think that we're ready when we really don't be ready.
All right.
And we have to understand that we already in chapter 3 that they already done experienced the upper room and all that kind of things like that. And they had already been commissioned to be able to go out and be able to do the works that Jesus Christ done, because he went to the Father.
Yes.
And he left them, he empowered them to be able to do some things that he had already done.
Right.
He says, if we go back into John, it says that the works that I do, you're going to do these works and even greater works, because I go to the Father. He said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to give you something that's going to empower you to be a representation or representative of me. And so when you saw me heal somebody, then I give you that same power to be able to heal just like I heal. And so they was already ready. You got to remember that even Peter himself, when he preached the gospel, the Bible says that 3,000 souls were saved. And all he did was open up his mouth and preach the gospel. I don't care if people looking at you sideways, Sister Morris. When you open up your mouth and preach the gospel, the word is going to do the work. One planted, one water, but God did the increase. You talked about the fish. They had the fish derby yesterday, and the kids was the 100 black men, and they was catching the fish, and all the kids was happy. They was catching that catfish and stuff like that. I can imagine that the kids that was catching the fish, they don't know how to skin the fish, but they caught the fish and they had somebody to help them to skin the fish. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. And even a little baby, they already know that when they come out, even us, when we come out, we're in a certain condition. The Bible says that we were born into sin and we were shaping into iniquity. In order to be able to be commissioned to do the things that God wants us to do, we have to be reborn again.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Yes, sir.
Peter and John went through that discipleship training. And they were able to maintain their customs as believers, as Jewish believers. And so, Zahaba. And so, they were ready to be able to do the work that Jesus Christ had called them to do, or God had called them to do. And Peter, fastening his eyes in verse 4, upon him with John, said, look on us. You have to understand and I don't know, I'm not talking about none of y'all, but when you don't really want to deal with somebody that's begging, you usually don't look at them.
That's right.
Maybe y'all ain't never did. You already, when you pull up, you already see that they out there begging for alms. And when you don't want to deal with them, you don't even look their way. But you just gone on in the store and get your change and you come on out and you don't even say nothing to them. And you just keep on going to your car. Or some of y'all might say, well, I don't have it. You might tell a story. That's what my grandma used to say. Quit telling a story. You might say, I ain't got no money. I use my car. But you just got your change from a 20, and you didn't spend on a 538. So you got 1422 in your pocket, or whatever the change is gonna be from that, 58 or something, 62 cents, 1462. You got that in your pocket, but I use my car. not y'all though. Get on in your car with your full tank of gas. not y'all though. y'all didn't even make. But Peter and John, they specifically wanted to help this lame man. And they told the lame man to look on us, to make eye contact. Because I can imagine sometimes the lame people, they won't even look. They just hold a cup out. But some of them, they don't have no cup. They just ready to open up the hand and let you. They real cool with it because they know that you'll probably give them more than that because of the type of heart you got.
Yeah.
They'll ask you, do you got some change?
Uh-huh.
Or they'll specifically ask you for 50 cents.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
But he said, look on us. And in verse 5 it says, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I like the way he was trained with this. Because he used the name that's above everything. And the name that he was using to deal with, a name that had him in the condition that he was, that he was in, was above the name Lane. The name that he used was above of the name Lane. And the name that we're using for this baby right now is above. No silver and gold to send you to the doctor that probably could give you some braces and give you a wheelchair and give you a ramp and give you some rails to put in your home. But I'm giving you something. I'm trying to change you something. I'm trying to do something to touch you, to change your position and eliminate your condition. He says,
glory to God.
He says,
such as I have.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Then he gave it, he talked to Lane. He told Lane, he said, Lane. He's bowed down, Lane.
Flee.
Now, you've been crippling this man, and I'm speaking to you because my name is above your name. And now, since I'm speaking to you and telling you specifically what's going to happen, I'm speaking to you, Lane. I want you to bow down. And I want him,
the man,
to rise up and walk. See, what Lane had to bow down because of the name.
Yes, sir.
He says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We got to read this Bible, really understand it, because we get happy and we get up there and in Jesus' name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But do you really know the significance of that? That Jesus' name is above everything. Kidney disease, heart disease, blood, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Those are names, right? But we know a name. That's above every name. Do we got it now? Y'all the middle to somebody when they start complaining about.
about their condition. And he wasn't even complaining about his, he was just trying to get some money to make his condition more bearable.
So he can get some food. So he can have a place to lodge. So he can have some clothes. But this name, this name that's above every name, it's going to make your condition, which has a name, to bow down. Can I get past this? To bow down and come subject to this name.
Can I say it again? He says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then the 7 says, and he took him up by the right hand. See, because he really didn't have the activities of his legs, and I can imagine as the strength or the virtue that was going in him, like the woman with the issue of blood, that she went and talked to all the doctors and spent all the money and went bankrupt. Did y'all read y'all Bible? The Bible says that she spent all she had. She didn't have a dime. But when she ran into the name, this name called Jesus, and her condition had been carrying her, had been burning her down all this time, and when she ran into a name that's above every name, the name of her condition was an issue of blood. But when she ran into the name that's above every name, it had to bow down to this name. And the Bible says that virtue came out of him. Who touched me, Lord? Look at this paparazzi. No, that ain't what I'm talking about. It was according to her faith that made her whole. And when she touched the name, when she heard about the name, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When she heard about the name, when she got close to the name, when she touched the name, issue of blood had to bow down. Used to walking, Sister Bob. And when lame had bowed down, it wasn't even on him no more. But he hadn't used his legs in a long time. And they said that they extended the hand. That's what the church ought to do. Ought to extend the hand to somebody. They rest their hand out. Because you, the lame had to bow down. And they were people. Because he was getting strength in him now. It says,
Jesus.
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And somebody say immediately.
No, it was almost 2 hours.
Immediately.
Somebody say immediately. See, this name can change things immediately.
Yeah.
See, this name.
Yeah. To the name.
See, he gonna move that other name out the way.
Jesus.
And then somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
Yes, sir.
Underline
it in your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Write that down, Sister Marvel. I need to do a word on immediately.
Yes, sir.
Write that down.
Immediately.
I might not go no far. But it happened. Immediately, his feet and his ankle bones received strength. See, that's why he hadn't, when he was getting up and Lane got out the way, because Lane had to bow down, Lane had to go somewhere, Lane had to get somewhere, and they said, well, let us help him up. Because he been like this for a long time. And because the Bible says in Acts 3 and 2 that he was lame from his mother's womb.
Yes, from his mom's womb.
But immediately.
Immediately.
It says that his feet and ankle bones, they went all the way in this man's ankle bone.
Wow.
And the ankle bone.
Yes, sir.
Receive strength.
Hold his weight up. Yes, sir.
And
he was.
I like how they added on to it. They say, and he leaping up, he stood. It's been a long, he hadn't stood up since he was in his mother's womb.
Jesus, can you imagine?
But I can imagine, he wasn't even thinking about no money. He had forgot all about money. See, cause money couldn't fix his condition. But the name,
Jesus,
immediately could and immediately did. It says that he stood and he walked. The man hadn't stood. The man hadn't walked since he came out of his mother's womb. It said that he stood. He walked. And then he said, man, I've been sitting down here. I ain't even never been in the temple because that wasn't my purpose when I was coming here, when I was carried here. But I was carried here to sit in front of the temple. And he said that he stood and he walked. And he said, man, I got to go to church. And then, let me get to that, sister folks. It says that he entered with them. Look at God. And he said, I'm going to give you a new family. I'm going to give you mothers. And for y'all ain't going to say nothing. Y'all see how it all tie in? He said, I'm going to give you some new friends. Because them other friends, they didn't know about the name. And they was going to keep you like this until you went to the graveyard.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yep, yep. He said, I'm going to give you some new friends.
Uh-huh. Yes. New atmosphere, God.
He said, so. He said, so they went with them, with Peter and John, his two new friends.
Yes, sir.
Went with them into the temple,
walking,
leaping, and praising God. That y'all come in contact, that be coming through stripes and wherever y'all go. Y'all see the same old folk that asking y'all for money all the time. It be the same people. You might run into some new folk, but it really basically be the same one because they are encouraged to be keep coming there because they received something when they came there. And so he received something when he came. So the Gate of Beautiful was it was popping. Can I say it like that? It was on over there. You know, you got certain locations that you'll go. You remember when we was in the world and you went to certain spot. Man, it be popping over there. It's on over there. Let's go over here. We'll leave here and then we'll go over there. And they still open it after that. They got after our spot. Y'all, not none of y'all though. Y'all been saved all your life. And 12 it says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? He said, man, let me tell you what, don't think it's because of our own power, man. We use the name that's above our name. And then plus we went through some training to be able to do what we're doing. We got connected and hooked up with the right person to be able to give us the authority. And the authority that we're doing
It's not our own authority, that's but it's the authority of the name of Jesus. The same one that y'all are doing what?
Okay, let's keep reading. It says, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up. See, we have to always give credit where credit is due. We have to always give glory where glory is due. And we don't take it upon ourselves to puff ourselves up because of a result of something that has happened. But we always give God the glory and let him know why this happened.
Amen.
And we could tell them about our own self is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now. The reason why I'm talking the way I'm talking now. The reason why I'm walking like I'm walking now. The reason why I'm praising God while I'm praising now. It's because of Jesus. That's what Peter was doing. He says, and the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, and when he was determined to let him go, but you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong. That's what he was telling. This is how this happened. It happened in his name through faith, because the man believed and he looked on us and he responded to the instructions that we was given to him. And he says, that made this man strong, whom you see now. He says, you see and know, ye the faith which is by him have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
Yes, sir. Look at me now.
If I were to tag this message, it would be called Faith Made him whole.
Faith
made him whole.
Amen.
It just told us what happened. Yeah. And the reason why he was walking, leaping, and praising God. He got some new friends.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't worried about no money.
No, sir.
And they was looking at him. Yes. He said, because y'all know him. Because y'all see him all
That's
the time.
That's right. No.
The first thing that I caught my attention was lame from his mother's womb. Mm-hmm. Lame from his mother's womb. I thought about how you are born into a lame condition, a blind condition. Mm-hmm. It makes me realize that there is something greater that has to take place in order for our condition to change.
That's right.
Glory to God.
I
say greater, I'm talking about greater than me, because I can't fix myself. You can't fix yourself. I know from experience that, and you know from experience that mama tried to fix you, tried to fix me, daddy, cousin, auntie, uncle, co-worker, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, boss. That's why us, you, we keep having a ditch experience. Do you remember in the Bible in Luke 6:39 it says, and he spake a parable to them, can the blind lead the blind? Won't they both fall into the ditch? I know now, but I didn't know then, that once my condition changed, my position changed. Here it is, this man is born lame, crippled and blind. It's not by accident that he was born that way. Right? Because we were born the same way spiritually. Now, this man wasn't literally blind, but I'm talking in an overall general sense that we were born lame, blind, and all of these other things that we didn't know the way of God. And so because we were born the same way spiritually, without strength, unable to work or walk in God's service,
Verse 3, but one day, can anybody remember but one day when God changed your condition? The lame man saw Peter and John about to enter the temple, so he asked for alms. Peter and John gave him a command, look on us. In other words, I'm about to change your condition in the name of Jesus. Verse 4, he heeded to the instruction, and verse 5, he expected to receive. Three things. We're getting ready to get out of here. Three things for your condition to change.
Those that want to write it down. Three things. Number one, listen to the command. Number two, follow the command. Number three, expect a result. Hear the command, follow the command, and expect a result. When he looked on them, he heard the command, he listened to the command, he followed the command, and then he was expecting to receive something. Because they told him specifically to look at on us. How many people know that God knows best? Verse 6 says, Peter says, silver and gold we don't have, because money is not going to change your condition. You sitting here doing the same thing over and over every day and getting the same result. I'm going to give you something that's going to change your condition to put you in position so you can receive a constant flow of silver and gold. God said in his word in Haggai 2:8, the gold is mine. And what I want to do is give you access to my kingdom, because whatever is loose on earth is already loosed in heaven. I'm actually going to give you the power to get wealth. Verse 7 says, what I like about what Peter did was that he extended his power hand, his right hand. Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father with all power in his hand. And what he actually did was help up another church, help us one to another. Peter lifted him up, didn't talk about his condition. The lame man activated his faith. He listened, acted, and received. God's grace is sufficient. The lame man receives strength in his feet and his ankles. And verse 8 says, his condition changed. He stood first. In other words, he was getting into position to do what he, to say, to do what the preacher. So when you think about this, he was getting in position because his condition kept him where he was at. But when he received, he expected to receive what they had said they was going to give to him, then it changed his position. The Bible says that he walked, he leaped, and he praised God. His condition changed and put him in a better position. Now he don't have to sit at the gate of beautiful all day. Now he can walk where he need to go. He can dismiss those ones that carried him every day. He ain't got to give them no cut of the money, but he has been changed and put in a position where he can go get his own job, that he can make his own money, that he can go wherever he want to go, that he can go to church now instead of sitting in the gate missing out on the word every day. He can go to our prayer.
Yes, sir.
He can go sit in the living room with his mama and his dad.
All right. Woo.
The name of Jesus Christ. In conclusion, people of God.
Yes, sir.
Is above every name.
Amen. Testify.
I don't know if you ever looked at it like that.
Oh, yes, sir.
But it's above
everything.
It's in charge of everything.
Yes.
It can tell everything what to do. It can make everything bow down. It can make everything get somewhere. There was a name that was inside of the man in the graveyard.
Yes.
Y'all remember his name? He asked him what his name was. He said, "My name is Legion."
My name is Legion. That's what he said.
He said, "Man, what's your name?" Jesus, cool. Man. Jesus said, "Man, what's your name?"
Uh-huh.
He said, "Man, my name is Legion."
Uh-huh.
He said, "Legion, this is what I want you to do, man."
I'm tired
of the guy. He said, "Legion, since they care more about these pigs and stuff like that, I know they pig farms and all that. And they use this man. They use you to be in this man to scare off people that come over here by their pigs and stuff.
Yes, yes.
And they weren't worried about the matter, but they was concerned about money over matter." He said, "But what I want you to do, Legion, I wanna hurt him. I wanna hit him where it's gonna hurt a bit. Cause they ain't gonna be selling no ham hocks and no chickens and no ribs. They ain't selling no roast, no bacon, no sausage. They ain't gonna sell no more of that." He said, "What I want you to do, Legion, you know who I am. My name is Jesus. And what I want you to do, Legion, is I'm getting ready to hit them in the pockets. I'm getting ready to hit them in their economy. And what I want you to do, Legion, is I want you to go into all of their
money.
Because you was trying to get him to commit suicide, Legion. That's why he was cutting himself up. And they didn't care about him cutting himself up. That's why they kept changing him up with chains and belts. So they can protect what they had more love for. They was protecting their money." He said, "So since they wanted him to commit suicide, I want you to hit them in the pocket and listen. You listen to what I tell you. When I tell you, I'm gonna give you one word. I want you to listen to my command. And when I say this word, I want you to go and I want you to bring. I want you to make them go bankrupt." He said, "When I say this one word, I want you to go. And what I want you to do, I want you to go around and hit them in their money. And I'm gonna say it one time. I'm not gonna keep saying. I'm not gonna beg you, because my name is above your name. And what I say, I want you to go.
Go.
And the Bible says that they ran down the hill, and they were all the kids. All the on they were running. They ran down the hill and ran in the water and drank. And they didn't have no more money.
Yes, they did.
Broke as a joke.
Yes, they did.
Let us all stand.
Go.
And Jesus is above everything.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And what I'm going to say right now is
Jesus.
And I'm going to say it one time.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm speaking to Exodus right now. And what I'm going to say right now is I'm going to say go. Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in the midst of us, God. We thank you, God, that you have come, God, to show us the way, God. We thank you, God, that you're the way, the truth, and the life. And that you sent your only begotten Son, a name that's above every name. That every name must confess, every tongue, every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus Christ.
We thank you for your word that comes to make the difference, God. We know, God, that it can change our condition and put us in a better position, an everlasting position, an eternal position, God. And so, God, we thank you for loving us first. We thank you, God, that we, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, God, you still loved us. We give you glory this morning, God, for your love that's been shed abroad in our hearts. Let us find ourselves, God, doing your will, God. Let us not worry about the naysayers or those, God, that criticize and persecute us, God. We know that they did it to Jesus Christ, a name that's above every name.
Yes, Lord.
And he came, God, to fulfill, God. He said he didn't come to change one jot or one tittle, but he came to fulfill, God. And it has been done in the name of Jesus, God. And so, God, while we have activities of our limb and have breath in our bodies, God, we anticipate the return. We don't know the day nor the hour. He don't even know himself. But, God, we want to find ourselves being busy, God, in your word. Let us keep our hands to the plow, God, not looking back. You said those that look back are not fit for the kingdom, God. We're reminded of Lot's wife, God, that when she was going to the hills, God, he made a specific request. God, she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. God, we want to continue to be that house upon a hill that cannot be hidden and be the salt of the earth, God. We know that you are the light of the world, God, the Prince of Peace. We know, God, that you came to save us. And we're so thankful, God, for the gift of salvation, that we're saved by grace. We thank you, God, that we have made the confession with our mouth. And we have believed in our hearts, God, that Jesus Christ died for each and every one of us. And so, God, we thank you, God, for every request that has been granted. We pray, God, for my brother Craig, God. Oh, God, he was injured in the accident, God, in the motorcycle accident, God. The doctors, God, don't have much hope, God, but we know a name that's above every name, God. We know a name that's above coma. We know a name that's above them saying that he's going to be a vegetable, God. We know a name that, God, that's above brain damage, God. We know a name that's above every name, God, that every medical term, God. And so we believe it by faith, God. We pray, God, for those that are going through. We pray, God, for Brother David, God. We pray, God, that the name is above, God, cancer, God. We thank you, God. We pray, God, that the name is above anything, God, that comes to hinder our progress, God. And us living the best life that we possibly can. You have given us, God, more life and life abundantly, God. And so, God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our every pathway, God. And we just ask that you be with us, God, as we go to our various destinations. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger befall upon us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.